You were cheating, man.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Burnaby.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It is 3:04 p.m. on February 16th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Now it's 3:05 p.m. Welcome to Episode 7 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Sorry I'm late. That's because apparently there's a police incident between Columbia and Lougheed SkyTrain stations, which forced me to divert to the Broadway, where I transferred to commercial station. That was okay, but the 145 that was supposed to leave the production bus loop at 2:36 did not show up. Anyhow, there will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Ronan Delisle's Heavyweights in the Ring with Guess I'm in a Mood. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. That was Guess I'm in a Mood from Ronan Delisle's Heavyweights in the Ring. I'd like to discuss the SFU athletics at this time. Four events took place on February 10th. Red Leafs track and field athletes competed in two events, the 2024 Boston University John Thomas Terrier Classic and 2024 UW Husky Classic. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. First, with the 2024 Boston University John Thomas Terrier Classic at Boston University Track and Tennis Center in Boston, Massachusetts, where distances were generally in meters with times in minutes and seconds. In the men's 60 dash, Jacob Hall sprinted at 6.95, only behind Cache Blair St. Peters at 6.94, and Hall's teammate Liam O'Donnell ran 7.04 for 6. In the men's long jump, Nicholas Monroe leaped 6.6 for 7th. No Red Leaf finished within top 10 of any event in the 2024 UW Husky Classic at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington. The SFU Red Leafs basketball teams provided the nightcaps on February 10th. Women's destroyed the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks 83-64 as Sophia Wisotsky led the Red Leafs with 31 points at Johnson Sports Center in Nampa, Idaho. Later on, men's bested the visitors Seattle Pacific Falcons 71-63 as David Penny led the Red Leafs with 17 points at SFU's West Gym. On February 12th, SFU men's golf started in the California State San Marcos Fujikura Invite at Show Ridge Golf Club in Vista, California. Also on February 12th, two Red Leafs track and field athletes were recognized as GNAC Players of the Week, Marie-Ella LeClaire in women's track and field and Kalinda Chatwin in women's field. Marie-Ella LeClaire broke her own GNAC record in 200 meters as she dashed 23.6 in the 2024 Boston University David Hemery Valentine Invitational. It looks like I made an error here. Just a minute, please. I actually mentioned that off the top of this commentary, I initially said it was the 2024 Boston University John Thomas Terry Classic, when in fact it was actually David Hemery Valentine Invitational. Sorry about that. That is where... Okay. So Marie-Ella LeClaire broke her own GNAC record in 200 meters as she dashed 23.6 in the 2024 Boston University David Hemery Valentine Invitational, which was 0.02 seconds faster than her previous record. Kalinda Chatwin also excelled in the 2024 Boston University David Hemery Valentine Invitational as she leaped 38 feet 11.5 inches, which is 11.67 meters, in the women's triple jump, 0.25 inches or 0.635 centimeters above her previous record. Four events took place on February 13th. Randon Hall of SFU Men's Swimming was honored by the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference as the co-winner of the Summit Award in 2024 Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Swimming and Diving, along with Jules Hayes of Colorado School of Mines. Hall earned a 4.0 GPA in mathematical physics, who competes in butterfly and freestyle. To be eligible for the RMAC Summit Award in each sport, the winner needs to earn the highest GPA, compete in the final event of their sport, and complete 20% of the available competitions throughout the season. Meanwhile, the SFU Red Leafs Golf concluded the two-day California State San Marcos Fujikura Invite at Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista, California. The Red Leafs finished 7th after 16 over par 880 strokes over 3 rounds, led by Michael Kreslogo with 2 under par 216 strokes for 6. Meanwhile, Cal State East Bay won the team crown after firing 5 under par, 859 strokes. Meanwhile, Chris Choman of Stanislaus State and Greg Mauser of CSU San Marcos finished tied for first at 9 under par, 209 strokes each after 3 rounds, after which Mauser won in a playoff to claim the individual crown in the two-day California State San Marcos Fujikura Invite at Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista, California, where SFU Men's Golf finished 7th after 16 over par, 880 strokes over 3 rounds. Late on February 13th, the Western Oregon University, whose women's basketball team was scheduled to face SFU on February 17th, announced they would forfeit its upcoming two games, against Western Washington on February 16th and against SFU the next day due to unforeseen circumstances. Meanwhile, SFU swimming teams started in Grand Junction, Colorado at the 2024 RMAC Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships hosted by Colorado Mesa. I will mention the top 8 results for the Red Leafs, the cutoff for preliminary events for A finals. In the women's 800 freestyle relay, the SFU quartet of Abby Williams, Tori McClanchick, Delray Vitter, and Ali Woodmore clocked in at 7:27.284 second. only behind Colorado Mesa Quartet of Ada Cunell, Katarina Mataskova, Benedict Nagy, and Lauren White at 7:19.44. In the men's 800 freestyle relay, the Red Leaves Quartet of Peter Morch, Marcus Mack, Luka Tomic, and Thomas Caruso finished third at 6:41.93. On Valentine's Day, SFU swimming teams were in day two at the 2024 RMAC Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships, hosted by Colorado Mesa in Grand Junction, Colorado, where distances were generally in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top eight results for the Red Leaps. The cutoff for preliminary events, which took place in the morning, for A-finals in non-preliminaries. 1,000 freestyle time finals capped off the morning session, where Lainey Perry finished at 10:37.83. That is women's 1,000 freestyle. Tori McClintock kicked off the night session, which started at 4:30 our time, by winning the 1,000 women's freestyle as she clocked in at 10:08.82, which pushed Perry down to 7th, while Owen Nicholson finished 8th in the men's 1,000 freestyle as he timed in at 9:32.48. In the women's 200 individual medley A final, Delray Vedder dashed in at 2:05.74 for 4th, while Marcus Mack finished 4th in the men's 200 individual medley at 1:48.64. In the women's 50 freestyle A final, Ali Whitmore clocked in at 23.51 for 4th, and Kayla Holder timed in at 23.54 for a 6th place tie with Annie Osman of Colorado School of Mines. In the men's 50 freestyle A final, Gaspar Lazor clocked in at 20.66 for a 3-way tie for 6th, with Andrew Skogan of Colorado Mesa and Seth Cross of Colorado School of Mines. In the women's 200 medley relay A final, the quartet of Kasia Bicotti, Delway Vedder, Maggie Armstrong, and Kayla Holder dashed in at 1:45.6 for 3rd. In the men's 200 medley relay A final, the quartet of Randon Hall, Hayden Vischer, Gaspar Lazor, and Lachlan Rogers timed in at 1:31 for 4th. 5 events were on tap for February 15th, where SFU swimming teams were in Day 3 at the 2024 RMAC Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships, hosted by Colorado Mesa in Grand Junction, Colorado. The Red Leafs competed in various preliminaries in the morning. Meanwhile, SFU Men's Wrestling competed in two duels at the 2023-24 College Men Tournament in Golden, Colorado, where weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the Red Leafs winners. In duel one against Chadron State, Nebraska, which started at 3:30 our time, with Colorado ahead by an hour, Magnus McCracken defeated Clayton Robinson 11-4 in 157, Peter McCracken bested Logan Berger 11-4 in 174, and Taniello Feliciano Takafua dominated Brian Suterburn via an 18-3 technical fall in 285. But SFU fell to Chadron, Nebraska 37-11, soon after which the 2024 RMAC Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships evening session started at 4:30 our time, where distances were in yards with times and minutes and seconds for finals events. I will mention the top eight results for the SFU Red Leafs, particularly those in A finals. In the women's butterfly, Ali Whitmore clocked in at 56.83 for 5th, while Gaspar Lazor dashed in at 49.51 for 8th. In the men's 100 butterfly, Gaspar Lazor dashed in at 49.51 for 8th in the men's 100 fly. In the men's 400 individual medley A final, Marcus Mack dashed in at 356.89 for 3rd, and Dylan Cormandy timed in at 401.94 for 5th. Tori McClintock won the women's 100 freestyle at 149.77, while her teammates Abby Williams timed in at 151.31 for 6th, I believe, and Delroy Vedder clocked in at 152.83 for 8th. Peter Murch finished 8th at 140.3 in the men's 100 freestyle. In the women's 400 medley relay, the quartet of Keisha Bikati, Delroy Vedder, Ali Woodmore, and Abby Williams timed in at 346.85 for 4th. In the men's 400 medley relay, the quartet of Thomas Caruso, Hayden Vischer, Marcus Mack, and Gaspar Lazor, I guess I don't have the scores right here, but let me look. Please bear with me here. So yesterday was Thursday. So where did I get off was... and the 400 individual medley relay. Let me look. Individual medley relay. So the quartet of Thomas Caruso, Hayden Vischer, Marcus Mack, and Gaspar Lazor finished fourth at 318.28. After day three of the 2024 RMAC Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships, the SFU Red Leafs men were fourth with 272 points, and women's were third with 306.5 points. Back to SFU Men's Wrestling. They faced Colorado Mice in Duel 2 in Golden, Colorado, where the Red Leafs were destroyed 47-4, as Magnus McCracken was the only winner at 157 via a 15-3 major decision over Daniel Caddy. The SFU Red Leafs basketball teams capped off February 15th. The Red Leafs men's were shaded 83-81 in double overtime by the host Alaska Anchorage Seawolves 83-81, as SFU was led by Irish Kokuya, David Penny, and Zach Stone with 16 points at Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage, Alaska. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs women's destroyed the St. Martin's University Saints 85-63 as Sofia Witsowski led SFU with 28 points at West Gym. Three events are on tap today. SFU's swimming teams are in day four of the 2024 RMAC Swimming and Diving Championships hosted by Colorado Mesa in Grand Junction, Colorado, where most events were preliminaries this morning. There's a couple events. Not sure if there are official scores for women and men's 1650-yard freestyle at this time. SFU softball also returned to action this afternoon, a doubleheader against Academy of Art in Brisbane, California. Let's see. The first game... one of the games is 1-0 bottom of third. I'm not sure if that is the first game or the second game at this time. Just a minute, please. Please bear with me here. Yeah, I'm not sure if there is the score for the first game. I will come back with some PSAs.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Montana State Billings, which clinched a GNAC championship berth, are currently first at 12-2 conference, 18-6 overall. St. Martin's second, 10-3 conference, 20-3 overall. For second, Northwest Nazarene, third, 9-4 conference, 13-8 overall. Central Washington, fourth, 8-5 conference, 15-7 overall. Alaska Anchorage, fifth, 6-7 conference, 16-8 overall. Western Washington, 7th, 6-8 conference, 14-11 overall. Seattle Pacific, 8th, 6-8 conference, 13-14 overall for 7th. Alaska, 8th, 4-9 conference, 6-15 overall. Simon Fraser, 9th, 4-10 conference, 6-19 overall. And Western Oregon, last, 2-11 conference, 5-16 overall.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Montana State Billings are first at 12-1 conference, 21-4 overall, and clinched a GNAC championship berth. Western Oregon, which also clinched a GNAC championship berth, are currently 12-2 conference, 19-4 overall. The record includes the game forfeited by Western Oregon. Alaska Anchorage, third, 9-4 conference, 15-7 overall. Seattle Pacific, fourth, 7-6 conference, 10-13 overall. Central Washington, fifth, 7-7 conference, 16-10 overall. Simon Fraser, sixth, 7-7 conference, 15-12 overall. Northwest Nazarene, seventh, 5-9 conference, 8-13 overall. Western Oregon, eighth, 3-10 conference, which includes the game they forfeit today, and 10-13 overall for 8th. St. Martin's 9th, 3-10 conference, 5-15 overall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep, St. Martin's are 9th. And Alaska is dead last at 2-11 conference, 4-11 overall.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No intra-conference games have been played as of yet. Western Washington, first, 9-0. St. Martin's, second, 8-2. Northwest Nazarene, third, 4-1. Simon Fraser, fourth, 3-4. Western Oregon, fifth, 2-4. Montana State Billings, 6-1-5. And Central Washington, last, at 1-7.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 7 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the